Stepping Up with Produce. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, you participated in the Step Up Produce Tour of South Carolina Farms and Agriculture this past Friday. Tell us more about this event and how it went.
Well, it was a three-day event that our staff put together for these individuals, and who they are the next stars and managers, if you will, of our produce industry, the buyers for our major chains, folks that that's what upcoming professionals is who the UP is, and Southeastern Training and Education Program. We helped get it started, I think, maybe 10, 11 years ago, where they pick 8 to 10 of these individuals. They came as far as Arkansas, and some from Atlanta, some Florida, and other states, and brought them to some of our better farm operations in South Carolina that are produce suppliers, told them about the benefits of buying from South Carolina, and then talked a lot about the Certified SC Grown program and how we try to be consistent in our messaging and in the support of it. And one of the individuals in the group, unsolicited, just backed up everything we had said to his other folks on the tour, so that they could hear firsthand that when we say we'll do something, you know, we do get it done. So Katie Pfeiffer headed up this event, this initiative. She is our merchandising staff member, and we talked about the role that they play in connecting farmers and consumers. We focus on getting that farmer ready to sell to them, but these produce buyers can be that first link in the chain, if you will, away from the farm to get our South Carolina products on the shelf. So we wanted to make sure they knew how important they are and the approach to their job that they take on behalf of South Carolina farmers.
Well, you already mentioned the Certified South Carolina program, fresh on the menu with the restaurants across the state, another program that really links up those produce growers and buyers and gets those great, fresh, delicious, and nutritious products grown right here in South Carolina and puts them right out where folks can get them. So you're right, there's already a good groundwork available for these folks.
There is, and to just have these folks tour some of our really top-notch farming operations, whether it's the Coosaw folks, McIntyre Produce, Titan Farms, Watsonia, and even Vertical Roots, our new operation there on the farmers market, they got a chance to see some of the more forward-thinking of our South Carolina farmers. And our message is that we want them to not only buy more from these folks, but also add more South Carolina farmers to their supply chain. And you mentioned fresh on the menu. You know, perhaps it's tailored to some of the smaller farms that can supply the volume for restaurants, whereas these retailers, one thing they said is a consistent supply that's almost year-round. You know, if they could figure out how to do that, we acknowledged just how efficient the food system is, and sometimes to get local products in for a period of time is a little more of a requirement, but that's what we were trying to impress upon them, the value of doing it and the support that the Department of Agriculture will give when they make that effort. So it's really what it was all about, just a little more relationship building and a better understanding of our farmer retailer relationships.
Well, I think it bears pointing out, Commissioner, as well, that South Carolina has a lot of built-in advantages as well. Not just the great soil, of course, and the great people, but there's also other things like the infrastructure that is there, and some other assistance that comes in the form of, say, low taxes and things that are really very helpful to getting that produce grown and into folks' hands.
That's right. A lot of what we even talked about on Friday was that programming is great, but when it comes time for the system of food delivery to operate as efficiently as it has, a lot has to do with logistics, be it transportation, resources, a good operating environment, good soil, good regulatory burden, not to be so much. So a lot of those things that, frankly, the consuming public doesn't have to worry about. That's why we're here at the department, to help facilitate all as much as we can, working here, working with Clemson, working with the Department of Commerce and others, again, to help create as many opportunities as we can for our South Carolina farmers.
Sure. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Commissioner?
No, I think that steps us up best we can.
The Step Up Produce Tour just wrapped up with Commissioner Hugh Weathers as a major part of that this past Friday. With Commissioner Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.